Welcome to our program, Taking Care of Business. It is part of our worldwide Network for Success programming. Taking Care of Business will help you learn how successful managers and business owners manage their businesses, capitalize on opportunities, and overcome adversity. Our objective is to help you understand and apply their insights, then use your expertise in your own business or job so that you can become more successful. Taking Care of Business is sponsored by Consulting Task Force. CTF is a full-service consulting firm known for providing personalized end-to-end business building methods, as well as cost-saving tools and techniques focused on improving your business. CTF helps your business grow and prosper. Here's your host, Joe Camara.
Welcome to another edition of Taking Care of Business. I'm your host, Joe Camara. Today we're going to be talking with Arba Tucker. She's the Marketing Director of Synergy Media Promotions. And the title of our talk today is going to be Startup Steps for Marketing Your Business. Welcome, Arba.
Thank you, Joe.
Pleasure having you here. Every program we start with is kind of an introduction to your business. So tell us a little bit about your business. What do you do?
Okay. Synergy Media Promotions provides all of your needs, such as web design, print design, desktop publishing, video promotion, event management, and mobile solutions as well.
So a lot of marketing support services.
Yes.
That's great. If you were to describe your business mission, what would you say it is?
My mission is to help anyone who has a desire to have a business. I work with a lot of entrepreneurs, organizations, nonprofit businesses, schools, and anyone who wants to have either an event or a business, but they just don't know where to get started. They just don't know the simple startup steps to market their business.
Well, okay, so tell us a little bit what they might be. I'm starting a business, and I want to get the basics going. What do I do?
Well, the most basic that when I work with a lot of people is just simply having a business card. Most definitely a business card. It's the most traditional form of marketing your business. But I've talked to many people who say they have a business or they want to start, and they just don't simply even have a business card. So you do need to have something that you can give to someone that could be a potential client so that they have your contact information. Now in this day and age, a website is vital. A website is that next step that if they want to find out more information about your business, they can do that in their own convenience, their own time is a website. And then depending on what type of business you have, then that's when I usually consult with you to tell you the next steps.
Okay, so let's say I want a business card. Mm-hmm. Do I need a logo on the business card, or can I just use name, address, phone number, that sort of thing?
Well, they always say a picture's worth 1,000 words. So the purpose of a logo is that once you create your logo and you have it on all of your marketing pieces, your business cards, your flyers, your website, people start to recognize you. Kind of like the Nike swish. People will recognize that McDonald's Golden Arches. However, actually creating a logo can be very costly. So for a startup business, I don't recommend at the start paying hundreds of dollars, because logos can be hundreds to thousands of dollars. But it could be something as simple as the font that you use for your business name. So you want to have something that you consistently have on all of your marketing materials, because that's what's going to capture somebody's eye.
But aren't there a lot of free graphics if I wanted to have a graphic that wasn't specifically designed by me or you, but we picked one off the internet or off a Word program? Couldn't we just put a logo and adopt that as our logo for the time being?
Yes, you can, but not just the graphic. Because the key things that you've just said is, can't you just go on the internet and get some free graphic? Well, if you can, then anybody else can.
Right.
And so therefore, you're not really distinguishing yourself from the next business. If you were a caterer and chose to use a chef's hat, well, that doesn't stop anyone else from using that same chef's hat. So if you are going to select a graphic off the internet, then add your business name on top of that graphic so that at least if someone sees that same chef hat, they see that it's your business instead of someone else. So it is something good to do in the interim. Mm-hmm.
So would you suggest an individual ought to do it themselves, or should they talk with you first?
Of course, I'm available for anyone to talk to me first because I can work with any budget. And my real passion is to make sure that the start of some of the best businesses, some of multi-million dollar businesses, may have started in the garage, in someone's basement, in someone's spare room. So I don't ever want to forfeit the opportunity to work with someone like that. So most definitely, if you have that passion to start something, then I can help you.
Okay. So now I have my business cards because we work together.
Yes.
What do we do about the web? What is that the next step?
Yes, definitely the next step is the web. And with a website or any marketing material, as a business person, you have to remember that you are trying to attract potential customers. So therefore, your marketing material, and particularly your website, has to be simple enough and captivating enough or interesting enough for someone who comes to it. Because you have to remember that when people are searching on the internet and they're putting in certain keywords, that does mean that they are looking for something. They're looking for a particular product or service, something to solve their need. And when they first see a website, first impressions are everything. So they're wanting to select between all of these different websites they see. So they need to have information quickly and concise and easy for them to say, do I want to go further? So that's what's important with a website is there's a lot of website packages out there. You can do it yourself. But again, you want that impression. Do you want to attract someone that it looks like you did it yourself? You
know? Yeah. Well, so if you've picked a logo, whether it's a self-designed or whether it's been designed by a professional, is that you're going to put that on the website?
Yes.
Right? What else should be on the website if on this first page, the home page?
What should be on the first page of the home of your website is a call to action. If someone gets to your website, you want on that first page for them to make the next step. The next step could be several things. It could be click here to read more, call us now, complete this form for a consultation or someone will call you, print this coupon, come to our showroom. You want something on that first page.
So if they click on that, you know they're interested in that particular idea.
If they click on it, yes. But you want to have all those different ways.
Right.
Come to your showroom. Because it may be some sites for certain companies, like for instance, let's say you have it's an auto mechanic. Well, an auto mechanic really probably is not going to be very internet savvy. And I'm not stereotyping, but they want someone to come to there and get a free oil change or something. They don't necessarily want to be checking their emails every night to respond to anyone. So they simply may want someone to, if you mention you saw this special, come and get a $15 oil change.
Uh-huh.
So it may not always be a click-to, but whatever call to action that you put on your website, make sure that you know how to track it.
Sure.
Because that way you know what marketing is effective. How did they eventually come to your location?
Okay, so we've got a business card and a website. What's next?
Mm-hmm. Business card and website, you want to start networking. Many business owners are forgetting the very simplest form of business. Now with the internet, a lot of people think that it's after your website, they're thinking search engine optimization, search engine marketing, and these are all advertising that it costs money. But the simplest thing that doesn't cost money is just networking. Finding ways to meet other business people, engage in a conversation, become a member of a chamber. There's different organizations or different attend events. Just simply attend other events that are business related, and you've got your business card. You can engage in a conversation and then tell them to go to your website.
Yeah, great. Well, let me give you a perspective I have. Maybe you can respond to it. Mm-hmm. I believe in networking a great deal. We do a lot of networking, mm-hmm. Both inviting people here and going to places. Mm-hmm. I suggest to people that they not run for mayor. What I mean by that is going around and meeting a lot of people but never really engaging with anyone
exactly
in depth.
I agree.
So I'm suggesting that you'd be better off meeting a few people and talking at whatever length seems like a good amount, either until you find out they might be interested in the kinds of services you provide or they might not.
Yes.
And so in a sense you're qualifying a potential prospective customer that you may want to call again in the future or do something, invite them to a briefing or whatever it is that's going on.
Yes, I agree. Okay. And I think the reason I'm saying for a startup business, someone new to business, the fear of talking is the biggest fear of most adults and most people. And when you're in business for yourself, you're everything. You have to be the president, the marketing person, everything. So the more you get out and talk to people, the more that you'll be comfortable.
EBJ brings back the best children's shows for both kids and adults. Remember or experience for the first time the adventures of Lassie and her child companion, or the exploits of the Lone Ranger as he battles injustice in the West. Rediscover your childhood with cartoons like Fat Albert, He-Man, and the Masters of the Universe. Learn about marine life and the world's different occupations with shows like Aqua Kids Adventures and Real Life 101. All these shows and many more on PBJ, Classic Entertainment for Kids.
Mystery Science Theater 3000 returns on Retro TV.
Ah, good old-fashioned nightmare fuel.
Is he always 100 years old?
That's my spice rack!
Whoop! Oh, I'm sorry. Let me clear the shot.
What is this, a Bergman film?
I'm not getting smart.
I can't.
It's called Evil Kid.
The bots are back. Saturday at 8 on Retro Television.
It stinks!
Tune in to Heartland for the best in true country music. Relive vintage specials, one-of-a-kind concerts, and country music's earliest videos. Heartland is the heart of country, the only place where you can find country music, country stars, and country lifestyles 24/7. Heartland, the heart of country.
There's a phrase that I like that seems to capture an idea that I think most people ought to think about, is an elevator pitch. You run into somebody in the elevator and they ask you what you do.
Yes.
What's your pitch going to be? You may want to tell us what your pitch would be, but I'm suggesting that people think about what would they say if they had 2 minutes to describe their business and why it would benefit someone.
Yes, I do agree in an elevator pitch, and that's the reason why I would tell any new business owner, practice, practice, practice. And the best way to practice is to network, to go to more functions, learn how to hone that elevator pitch and be confident, because that's what comes across. Be confident about what you're saying and comfortable with it. And my elevator pitch is really simple. It could almost be a slogan, is my business is getting into your business. Simply, I want to help you get started and help you market and increase your sales.
Yeah. Well, we're a believer in this short slogan as well, and we've developed one for ourselves that says we help businesses grow and prosper. Mm-hmm. Now, that didn't come about on the first time or the next 10 times.
Exactly.
But it takes a while to develop and really synthesize what it is that you want to do for your customers.
Yeah.
So I would suggest that people focus on thinking about that, and then that may go on your business card.
Yes. And matter of fact, I do want to comment on that. When I first started my business, my name, Arba, I really wanted to use it, and I did. Affordable, remarkable business. business advertising.
Great.
So sometimes you can come up with something as simple as that.
Well, and you're bringing some creative ideas to somebody who might be working with you. So that's a creative idea that would get someone to, A, remember what your name is and what you do. I think it's very clever.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. So this is a good point to maybe step back a step and tell us, how did you get into this business? I know you have lots of skills and talents, but what drew you to go on this path?
Wow. Actually, it was from my hairstylist who had difficulty getting along in a lot of salons, and was the day that I came to get my hair done, and she was crying because she was getting kicked out of, basically. She had to leave the salon that she was at again, and it was a Friday, and she had customers the next week, and she was just wondering, how is she going to contact those customers? She had to give them the new location. And I just suggested, because at that time I actually wasn't even thinking about having my own business, but I did have marketing skills and ideas. So I told her, I said, why don't I create a postcard for you? And the postcard will be more of a positive spin on it and say that I am relocating to a new location immediately, and give the address, and as an incentive to have them come in, bring in this postcard and get a free deep conditioning. And she was elated. She was elated by the response that her customers did come to the new salon. They had the address right there, her phone number, and there was a benefit to them coming in. So it just ended up that the other stylists were asking who did this card and how quickly I had done it, and it ended up to be that I really realized I had a gift for that.
Mm, great, great. So did it require financing to start your business, or were you self-financed?
Oh, it was self-financed. This was a very easy business because I would ask for the payment up front. At that time, I had a very simple inkjet printer. And and I didn't do a lot in color, actually, because I had two printers. I had a laser jet printer for black and white and a color printer. So aging myself a bit here.
Don't worry about it.
This was in 1997. Okay, so 1997, there wasn't as an abundance of color. Color was not as low cost as it is right now. So I used a lot of pre-printed business card paper, and I would print black on the fancy paper, and that sufficed. And so, no, I didn't need any startup capital, because I would just tell them how much it would cost. They'd pay me, I'd print it. And it was extra pocket change for me, actually, mm-hmm. when I started, because I had a full-time job.
Great. If you were going to be talking with someone about the skills and knowledge that you've acquired, I'm thinking you should tell us about your early days, because I think it would be interesting for someone to know what your basic skills are and how those have evolved to today.
Well, my degree is electrical engineering, and that is simply because I think very logical. However, my personality is very outgoing. So my first job out of college was with HP, and I was actually a technical support engineer, which meant that I would have to understand all of the products that we offered and help people over the phone. So that's where I developed the skill of really listening to what customers' needs were and finding the best fit for them. And then, as I said, with the print, when I started doing the printing, that's when I started meeting people face to face. I would go to the actual salons. I learned the value of having a portfolio of every business card that I did. It's very easy to just carry and show them. I learned how to help them make decisions, because many times they didn't really know what they wanted, but they could tell when they saw it. So by having a portfolio, they could say, oh, I like this, but can you make this color or that color? Mm-hmm. So, and then I, of course, learned presenting. I would learn how to do presentations while I was with HP. I learned that skill. And then with my own business, where I finally left HP and went full-time in my business, I started really learning more about desktop publishing, because I printed my own magazine and laid out my own magazine. I started doing bridal shows, where I learned coordinating and getting all the different, you have to have models and the gowns, and getting the brides there and the vendors. So I learned all of that, and then worked with videographers, where we would tape the bridal show and then the editing. I've done commercials to promote the shows. Oh, what haven't I done?
Well, and that's what you're bringing for your customers. So the experience you've gained in all these different areas.
Yes, over the years. Yeah. Yes.
Now, so let's say you were going to a new customer, one that you hadn't worked with before, and you knew just a little bit about their business. How would you get started with them? What would you do first?
Oh, the first thing I always do is I ask them, what got you started? Why did you start this? Because learning how someone got started in their business tells you a lot. And so that's my first step. And then next, I ask them, what have you done? What do you have? Show me what you have. And because many times they'll have, I've held on to this business card because I really like this card. Well, what did you like about it? So I'll find out to get an idea of their style, you know. And then, of course, find out what resources do they have. Are they really in this alone? Is their spouse maybe going to help them, kids if they're old enough? And what time do they have to dedicate to their business? Because that's good to know that, do I need to, like with me, I was working full time. So I need to know, can I only reach you after 5, you know, things like that, just the kind of foundation. And then from there, what are the must-haves for them? Because some of them, they have their must-haves. And just because they have their must-haves doesn't mean that I'm going to say that this is what we're going to do. I try to find out what their must-haves are to then steer them into really what's best for them to do now. Because I've realized that with entrepreneurs, they're very driven, they're very focused, and the worst thing to do is to tell an entrepreneur what they should do.
Okay. I know that you've spent some time away from Buffalo and you're back now. Are you serving just the Buffalo market, or do you think you might be serving people outside the Buffalo area?
Oh, I have to continue to serve my Atlanta-based customers. And actually, my cell phone is still an Atlanta-based number. Mm-hmm. So yes, especially with web design, there's no reason you can't serve outside of where I'm at. And I have a customer in Maryland as well, and I'm trying to think somewhere else. But it doesn't, you know, when you provide good service at a good price, of affordable, competitive price, people are going to refer you.
Great. Well, one of the questions we like to ask is, okay, so your service can travel.
Yes.
So if someone that's watching this or listening to it on the radio, since we're internet-based and worldwide,
yes,
if they wanted your advice, how would they get a hold of you?
Oh, you call my number. It's 404-217-4230.
Say it again.
My number is 404-217-4230.
And if they called and you were involved in an interview and didn't answer the phone, is there an email or a website that they would?
Of course there's a website.
Of course. Well, I knew that.
Our website is Synergy Media Promotions. And the whole essence of synergy is that all of the different services that we offer is because we work with people who are experts in the different fields. So whether it be myself that actually does the final product, like for instance the video production, I may not be the person behind the camera doing the editing, but I will be the person working directly with you to understand your needs and make sure that our people do the right thing.
Great. So let's look down the road a little bit. What do you see for your business in the future, in the next year, two, three, 5 years? What do you see happening?
I see within the next 2 to 5 years that, I'll step back a little bit. I have over 100 websites, active websites that I've done. My goal is to increase that at least by fivefold of people that I am helping them to fulfill their dreams. And so websites is one area. And through that, as I've said, because websites is a foundation, then helping them to grow their business. I would like that my ratio of people that I've helped with their websites to still be in business. So I would like 5 years from now to see these 100 websites that of people that I've started with still in business and prospering.
Okay, one of the other key questions we like to ask is, if someone wanted to get the maximum benefit with the minimum costs for starting to work with you, mm-hmm. what are the first steps that they would take, first three steps maybe?
The first step is that if you at least have enough content for a flyer, a sheet of paper, then I can turn that one sheet of paper flyer into a productive website. It would be a web page, but it would be productive because on that one, I have done this with one page website. Have that strong call to action, a quick bio maybe of what they do, how they can reach them, and many times that's all a person needs.
Great, Arba. Thanks very much. I think we're out of time. Thank you for joining us. If you missed Arba's number or would like to get in touch with us, just watch the screen and there's contact information to getting in touch with us, so we can help you get in touch with Arba if you need to. Hope you're having a good day. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
If you have a successful business and would like to participate in a future program, call 575-RESULT-6 any time of the day or night. Taking Care of Business is sponsored by Consulting Task Force. CTF is a full-service management consulting firm known for providing personalized end-to-end business-building methods, as well as cost-saving tools and techniques focused on improving your business. CTF helps your business grow and prosper. If you missed some or all of our show, you may view it again by logging into our website. This free sign-in provides you with many benefits. Just visit www.networkforsuccess.com for more details. Thank you for joining us.
Retro TV, your home for classic television. The greatest shows in history are here for you to enjoy. Join Cosby and Culp as secret agent men in I Spy. Ride along the Ponderosa with the Cartwrights in Bonanza. Hit the beat with Joe Friday in Dragnet. And that's not all. Retro TV offers endless fun and excitement for the whole family to enjoy. Retro TV, the best in classic television.
Mystery Science Theater 3000 returns on Retro TV.
Ah, good old-fashioned nightmare fuel.
Is he always 100 years old?
That's my spice rack!
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me clear the shot.
What is this, a Bergman film?
I'm not getting smart.
I can't.
It's called Evil, kid.
The bots are back. Saturday at 8 on Retro Television.
Welcome to our program, Taking Care of Business. It's part of our Worldwide Network for Success programming. The mission of our programming is to help you learn how successful managers and business owners manage their businesses, capitalize on opportunities, and overcome adversity. Our objective is to help you understand and apply their insights, then use your expertise in your own business or job so that you can become more successful.